Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States remains committed to the Cuban people in their pursuit of freedom, prosperity, and a future with greater dignity, said John Kelly, U.S. political counselor at the United Nations. We are focused on the political and economic well-being of the Cuban people and center our efforts on democracy and human rights and fundamental freedoms.
Cubans of all walks of life are speaking out for fundamental freedoms, protesting Cuban government repression, and advocating for a better future. In July of 2021, the world witnessed tens of thousands of Cubans across the island take to the streets to peacefully demand freedom.
In response to these nonviolent demonstrations, the Cuban government arrested protesters and handed down harsh prison sentences, even against minors, said Counselor Kelly. It resorted to intimidation tactics, internet disruptions, government-sponsored mobs, and forced journalists and human rights defenders into exile. The United States government is holding the Cuban regime accountable for these and other human rights abuses and violations by continuing to leverage targeted sanctions on those responsible for human rights abuses, while improving our policies to maximize benefit to the Cuban people. For example, in June 2022, the U.S. government eliminated caps on family remittances and reinstated non-family remittances to Cuba, which will benefit Cuban families, entrepreneurs, and marginalized communities, such as Afro-Cubans. As Counselor Kelly noted, our policies include exemptions and authorizations relating to exports of food, medicine, and other humanitarian goods to Cuba.
We recognize the challenges the Cuban people face. The people of the United States and U.S. organizations donate a significant amount of humanitarian goods to the Cuban people, and the United States is one of Cuba's principal trading partners. Since 1992, the United States has authorized billions of dollars of exports to Cuba, including food and other agricultural commodities, medicines, medical devices, telecommunications equipment, consumer goods, and other items to support the Cuban people. In 2021 alone, U.S. companies exported over $295 million worth of agricultural goods to Cuba, including food, to help address the Cuban people's basic needs.
We join international partners in urging the Cuban government to release political prisoners immediately and unconditionally, and to protect the freedoms of expression and peaceful assembly of all individuals in Cuba, said Counselor Kelly. The United States stands with the Cuban people and will continue to seek ways to provide meaningful support to them.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.